Hello, everybody. This is DJ Sammy K, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to my show. I have three guests on air with us today. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, I'll go clockwise from where I'm sitting. So would you like to begin, Sam? Thank you.
Yeah, this is Sam.
Hi, this is Michael.
This is Armand.
All right. Thank you all for introducing yourselves. We're going to have a great...
we were joking earlier. I'm Michael.
I'm Armand.
Nice. Yeah. Now that we got that.
But who's Sam? Which one's Sam? Is it that one or that one?
Oh, this is going to get confusing.
Sammy K, Sammy... Who? Yeah, shit.
Sorry about that. That's okay.
I have to get used to this again.
So, yeah. So, there's actually two Sams on air, but... it's okay if you refer to me as Sammy K.
Yeah, all right, that works. I can agree to that. Can we all agree to that?
Yeah, let's agree to that.
Let's agree.
Seems smart.
Yes, all right. So we've got a great show tonight. Actually, the first song you heard was Last Christmas by Wham. Just wanted to start us off with some nice, relaxing Christmas music to bring us into the December holiday feels. I've got some more Christmas music coming up, but it's like rap Christmas music, so... It's like stuff that I like, but that's okay. It's gonna be good.
What's the music exactly?
Do you know Chance's Christmas tape?
No, he
only released it on SoundCloud. It was like 2 years ago, but there's some good music.
Some back tapes. Let's listen to that.
And then Tyler the Creator had
the Grinch thing. Yeah,
Tyler, your dad's here.
Hey, Michael, you were the one who said no inside jokes, please.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we'll start off with the next song. This is Down With That by Jeremiah and Chance. Please enjoy.
Outside. We don't get respect on the black or the brown side. Fucking rats in the school, ain't no class in the pool. We gon' act us a fool till we have something too.
It's better when you hug me. see black peel. Your power. You got termites in your smile. You have all the to the sweetness of a seasick crocodile. Mr. Grinch,
you're a flower. Friends, you don't have none.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half a ball. You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole. Smiles, homie, I turn up, frown. All them decorations, I count down. You can ask Max, I don't play around. Ayo. Who is this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? What you so mad for? Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man. This mean fella with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow. What you so mad for? Halloween come around and we ain't knocking at your door. Until I get to that front door, it's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.
All right, you just heard Down With That by Jeremiah and Chance, followed by You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Tyler, the Creator. And after that was Lights On by Tyler, the Creator as well. Yeah, so it's just some unconventional Christmas music, I'd say, that I enjoy. We actually have some controversy about Christmas music, if you'd like to start us off with a hot take, Michael.
Yeah, all right, so here's the deal. Christmas music, most people, I find, listen to Christmas music for its nostalgic purposes, right? Like, they enjoy Christmas music because it reminds them of Christmas time and all that comes with it. For me, as a Jewish person, I have no sentimental attachment to Christmas music, and so since most of it isn't good music to begin with, I have absolutely no reason to want to listen to it. Like, this is rap music, which I understand that, like, you guys generally enjoy, and it didn't sound terrible, so I enjoyed listening to it. But I didn't enjoy it because it was Christmas music. I enjoyed it because I thought it was decent sounding music.
Michael, I completely disagree with that opinion.
Oh yeah, I'd like to hear the opposition, Armand.
It's not nostalgia, like the Mariah Carey song. It slaps, dude.
Yeah, like it's a good song. That's what I'm saying. Is that like, I enjoy listening to that song because it's a good song. I don't like listening to it because it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, but which song's a bad song that's a Christmas song that you listen to?
What's the Fa La La one? That one's not good, but everybody always sings it. Or the 12 Days of Christmas? I don't like that one. Or like,
Yeah, but it's like tradition and like...
I'm not a Christian either,
so I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Is that like those like traditional nostalgia... Like, we sang some for the choir stuff. Like Good King Wenceslas and like In the Bleak Midwinter, like they're not great songs.
No, there's some like religious Christian music. Like I was in choir too when I was in high school. I know. and there were some good Christmas songs like in the Bleak Midwinter, and which is the other one. Like there's some that are good choir Christmas songs, and it's got some religious connotations. Like, why are you against religious?
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm saying that like when people try to relate to me on that ground, I don't find any value in that argument.
You may not find any value in that argument, just like how I won't find value in like a Hebrew song.
I know, and I wouldn't expect you to.
Exactly. So,
well, if I could just jump in here.
Yeah, please do.
I mean, just the way I see it, like. I agree. A lot of the songs, like the Christmas songs, like I don't really enjoy listening to some of them. But like personally, like the music that I listen to, like that's Christmas themed. Like I just like getting in the mood of like it's holiday time, it's winter time. Like just put on some music that I like. And like for instance, last Christmas, I don't usually listen to that other than around this time of year. So
yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
Do you prefer the summer to the winter holidays? This is like,
what summer holidays are there?
The summer holiday, like the whole 4 months of holiday. Like now we can't
vacation.
Yeah, just that's just so much better.
Yeah, wait, because people say like holiday instead of
vacation.
Yeah,
but why do we have to, like this is what I'm trying to think. Why do we have to get in the mood for the winter break? But we can't get in the mood for the summer break, right? The summer break.
Well, yeah, no, but there are like songs that people always try to bring up around summertime, and like there's always like that one like song of the summer, right? Like
yeah,
like Despacito was like the song of the summer,
and this summer it was Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Just wanted to.
Which is very weird because Rolling Stone came out with an article like 2 years ago, and they said that like what did they say? They said the songs of the summer were a trend that was going out of fashion.
Oh, really?
Because people nowadays listen to such a variety and such a widespread breadth of genres that there's no definitive song of the summer that can ever define that time period ever again. But then Old Town Road took over the charts.
Last year, was it Despacito or the year before that?
That was summer of 17.
Yeah, and then Fetty Wap in 2016, and like they're like...
You can analyze it. There's a trend of always there being a song that will dominate the charts over the summers.
Which one was 2018? Last year.
Last year?
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one?
That's what Rolling Stone said, is that they said there was no song of the summer in 2018.
Yeah, that's fair. Then there's Despacito, Fetty Wap.
Well, you could argue God's Plan was pretty big over the summer, but not really.
No, what's the other one?
Not God's Plan, the other one. The other one by Drake that was really big. Oh, am I blanking on it?
It's a Drake song. No one remembers.
Yeah, that's
it.
True. It's like they're all the same.
They're all the same, exactly.
Wow, great conversation.
Yeah, that was a good. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right,
yeah. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah,
sure.
All right. Back to the music. Enjoy.
Something new. Is it Brian?
Yes.
Bulletproof on another level ahead of the crew. Select.
Okay, you just heard Trendsetter by Black Coast, the Lucian remix. And then you heard Posthumous Forgiveness, I believe that's how you pronounce it, by Tame Impala. And yeah, Tame Impala, I love his music because it is a he now, is that right?
I believe so. I was trying to do some research earlier today about the history of Tame Impala, and the best I could come up with was Tame Impala was originally a band, and then after Currents came out, the band sort of went in their separate ways. Kevin Parker, who's currently still the frontman of the project Tame Impala, now tours with that name instead of using his own name, Kevin Parker. He has taken up the mantle of Tame Impala on his own. But that could all be made up. I think I read it on Wikipedia. You never know with Wikipedia, right?
Yeah.
Armand, you look like you have something to say.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the hype behind Tame Impala. Like, they're just like, you know, like he, they, I don't care. They're just like, they're just like so pretentious. Like, oh, look at, look at me. We've got a keyboard album called Currents. Like
it's not a keyboard album.
They call themselves like a project. Like he calls himself a project. It's like.
But there are plenty of projects, right? Isn't Brockhampton a project?
It is a project. Not supposed to last. Like they probably have one album left.
It's a band, but they call it they've got like long lasting. But like you can't call a person a musician a project, and you can't
because he's not him. He like works with other people, and he brings in other bands to go and tour with him.
Then is Tyler the Creator a project? Is like I don't know. Any producer project is Mustard,
I mean,
DJ
like,
Mustard a project?
DJ Mustard. Who's DJ Mustard?
I mean,
this DJ from the 2016 like trap guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, like calling it a project. I mean, obviously, it's producing this different like, where it has a different view, a different because like all these other people, like they're just people. Like we don't see it as a project. I don't see Tyler as a project. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it also has to do with marketing too. I mean, I understand what you're saying about pretentiousness, but as I was saying earlier, I mean, when the Beach Boys split up, right, and Mike Love got to take over the name of the Beach Boys.
Shout out to Kevin Love's uncle.
Great. When Mike Love got to take over the name of the Beach Boys, and he still tours around, when people go to see the Beach Boys, they're going to see Mike Love. They're not going. None of the other Beach Boys are in the band unless you count Bruce Johnston, which I'm reluctant to do at this moment in time, and it's not the same thing. You're going to see an 80-year-old dude just dance around on stage, which is not that's not the Beach Boys. It's Mike Love, but
wait,
he's using the name.
Is he actually Kevin Love's?
Yeah,
uncle?
He is.
Oh, cool! Wow.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I shouted out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin Love.
But Mike Love is not a really nice guy, supposedly, according to the rumors.
I don't know him. I just know he's Kevin Love's uncle.
Did you? Was he the one who came and spoke at Tufts?
Yeah, he spoke at Tufts.
Did you go to his talk?
No, I didn't know who he was at that time.
Yeah, I mean,
I just got into basketball like 3 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw him live, you know, not live. I saw him at the basketball game last night.
Wait, now I gotta Google.
At the Celtics-Cavs game, I believe he was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was talking about him there.
Yeah, going back to Tame Impala.
Okay.
Let's be honest, guys. He's got like one good song, and then he like repeats that song for 12 times and calls it an album.
Like, I mean, he hasn't released an album since 2015.
Yeah, but like in the song Currents, I have heard that album.
The song Currents?
Yeah, exactly. the album Currents. Like, I can't tell the difference between one song and the other. It's like, yeah, they've got some psychedelic beats and like some keyboard music.
Yeah, because like it's neo-psychedelic music.
I can't tell one song from the other. I just know it's a it sounds like that Tame Impala album, and it's just one of the songs. Like, I can't tell the difference between this song and that song.
I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, but I mean, that sometimes tends to happen with songs of albums of that nature, right, where they sort of run into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a counter, I know you're a big fan of Playboi Carti, and I think...
Shout out to Playboi Carti.
Shout out to Playboi Carti. but I think someone with a different taste would say that all of his music sounds the same too.
No, Playboi Carti is different.
No, I would definitely no.
Playboi Carti is different.
No, no, no.
Don't you dance on
no,
Playboi
people. There's people out there that despise rap and think it's all the same. No, like all that stuff. Like
Playboi Carti is the voice of a generation, of a lost generation.
A lost generation. Okay.
He's here to guide us to a better path.
And with that,
What are we playing next?
Next we have Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Shout out to Juice WRLD. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. Very sad news.
May his memory be for a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks what happened.
Yeah, very sad what happened to him this past weekend in Chicago. But we have his music that he's made so far, and yeah, we've got Lucid Dreams, so do enjoy this song.
Might as well be in our garden. dripping rose. Another soul to be my warden of anything there that's made of gold. A physical kiss is nothing without it, and you close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun. You gotta know I'm feeling love, made it go. I'm never lover, not a one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. A heart'll swell before it's hardened. With the flick of the hair, it can make you old. Another hole to dig my soul in. I'll leave anything bare that keeps me so. Physical kiss is nothing without it, and you close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun.
Okay, welcome back. You just heard Gold Flume Rework by Nick Murphy. Yeah, so it is 1:42 a.m. It is time for a PSA, so...
Everyone's favorite time of the show.
Yes, of course. Our guest, Sam, will be providing us with the PSA.
The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Sam.
Well, of course.
Yeah. What do we got?
All right. So up next we have the trial by Pink Floyd, and you had some words to share before we began with that song.
All right, so I specifically asked Sam to play the song because I can't play it on my show, and so I want to play it tonight. It's my favorite song on the album, and I'm really sad I can't play it because it is my favorite. This year is the 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd's The Wall being released. It is one of my favorite albums to ever be released. It is a concept album that explores many themes, including isolation, in addition to other things about separating yourself from the world and what it means to become entirely selfish and turn away from everyone who loves and supports you, and the consequences that can happen because of it. And so the trial happens at the end of the album. It is a rock opera, so it tells a story. And what happens in the trial is essentially he puts himself on trial. He invites the worm to come and be the judge. And they bring in all these witnesses from his past to come and testify against him. It's a bit of a weird song if you don't know the context, so I thought I'd provide a little background for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do very much enjoy listening to it. And I hope you all do too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd, The Wall, shout out to the MFA
Museum of Science.
Museum of Science light show.
Yes, yes.
They have an amazing light show on Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I went to
over
see,
the summer.
Yeah,
I think they're now on David Bowie, but they're gonna restart Pink Floyd in January. So.
No, I think they do both at the same time.
Oh wow!
Wait, Armand, when you went, was it Laser Floyd? But was it The Wall or was it Dark Side of the Moon?
It was Dark Side of the Moon.
Gotcha. I went a few weeks ago. I think I mentioned it. I went a few weeks ago, and it was The Wall, which was very exciting. But Dark Side of the Moon must have been awesome.
Yeah, it was sick. And David Bowie was also sick. So they're still going on with The Wall, or they've started.
Well, I think they do. They did Bowie for an hour, and then they did Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
For the next hour.
Yeah, so you should go for that. 8:30 Friday nights.
Yes. Highly recommend.
Highly recommended. Had fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Without further ado, The Trial.
Get in any I'm crazy. Bars in the wind now.
All right.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I could see that. You were enjoying it.
Well, it's just so great to play songs that you really like in the studio because we have these huge monitors.
Yeah.
And then when you just get to blast it as loud as you want, it just, you feel it. It's really rocking.
That's awesome.
Also, there's that. It has one of my favorite lyrics when it says that the way you made them suffer, your exquisite wife and mother, fills me with the urge to defecate. Which I've never heard anyone say defecate in a song and with such vigor and passion.
Yeah, how defecate. Do you usually say that? Sorry, I wouldn't go there.
No, it's fine. I think that's a fine concept.
Defecate, poop, you know? Like,
there's a lot of words to use, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you for letting me indulge myself.
Of course.
That's cool.
It's a great song, yeah. I really like it. The emotion.
If you ever get a chance to listen to the full album, highly recommend.
Yeah. From Michael, there you go.
That's my endorsement. We have time for more.
You can listen to the whole album if you go to the
It's actually not the whole album. If you go to the Laser Floyd.
Oh, they have.
It was about half the album.
Isn't it two sides?
Yeah, it's a two-sided album, and the second side of the album explores some very dark themes, and so I think they probably wanted to keep that to a minimum.
Okay. So listen to the light show and then go see the second, then listen to the second side.
Yeah, there you go.
That's an idea. That's a plan.
All right. We've probably got time for one or two more songs, but I'll just start with 10% by K Tronada because K Tronada's new album, Bubba, is coming out Friday, I think. Friday is when. Yeah, December 13th, which is 2 days away. I'm very excited. His last album was 3 years ago, so he's probably my favorite artist. Probably, like if I had to pick someone, I would say K Tronada.
And not Flume?
Flume's up there. I mean,
for the fans of the show, what do you guys think? Is it Flume or is it Brockhampton or K Tronada?
Well,
call in if you guys tell.
No, that's fine. I mean, I will share since Spotify Wrapped, we just got those results back. My top was Kanye, and then Flume, and then K Tronada actually No, and then Brockhampton, then Kate Renata.
Is Kate Renata a project or a band?
It's a person. Oh,
it's yeah, it's a person. But
so
yeah.
So does that reflect the radio sound or not? Not what, in your opinion? I listen to the radio as much as I can, but like the times.
The radio? Oh, yeah. Like my show?
Yeah.
I would say so. Like I try and play music like from the
So
the,
like two Kanye songs, one.
Well, not necessarily like in the exact ratio, but like
yeah.
Like obviously, I'm not listening to only those artists.
Mean, my Spotify rap came out, and I definitely play a lot of the music on my show that reflects that. I think personally.
Yeah, shout out to your show, dude.
Yeah, I guess I could do a plug-in right now.
12 hours from now.
Yeah, actually, in exactly 12 hours, I will be back on the air for the Clubhouse Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Be sure to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, all right, so...
Well, actually, if we wait, like, 2 more seconds, we can do the station ID.
Yeah, all right, so... Yeah, DJ Sammy K here. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We'll probably speak after the song because it's only 3 minutes, but...
Oh, sick. Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, 10%.
This is rap. The music's a lot shorter, not like a ballad in rock.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, whatever. We'll talk... Yeah,
we can talk about that after.
Yeah, we can chat. All right. Okay. All right. Bye. See ya. Okay, there you go. There's a little taste of Kate Renata's new album, Bubba, coming out Friday. I'll be listening right when it drops.
Don't you have a final on Friday?
Yeah, but that's at 12 hours later at noon. So I'll be fine. I can tune in.
Friday at midnight means Friday at... Like, it doesn't mean Oh yeah, I guess Friday midnight is Thursday night, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'll be crammed.
But usually they drop it whenever they feel like. Like I remember the last big anticipated album was the Jesus King album, right?
Yeah, and but that was different. Like
what, 12:30?
That was different because he was not finished with this album. He's just been very, you know.
Yeah, it felt unfinished. It felt like he just finished it. Like you know, like when you have to write an essay. And
yeah, well, he tweeted it out. He's like, there's still. He tweeted. Like, he's like, there's still some things that we have to do.
By 11:55, submit. Ah, yeah, I can do better, but it's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry
well,
for going on that.
Yeah, let's close it out.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. It was. We had a great time here in the studio. Yeah. It was just. Hope you enjoyed it too. I hope you had fun with our listening in on our conversations and some music.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam R.
Thank you
for being such a great guest.